Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside.
And I'm John Wine.
Like the drink, I married a great name and man.
We've been married for 21 years.
But we've been together for 29 years.
We have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy.
John is a petroleum engineer.
And Amy is a marriage therapist.
We have decided to try and work together, bringing you this podcast. We know from experience that relationships aren't perfect, far from it.
And Amy has worked with hundreds of couples in a large private practice in Texas.
You can get those sparks aflying with some tips and tricks we've learned by making a lot of marriage mistakes.
And from all of Amy's professional work with couples, hey, you should be married to a marriage therapist.
So if you want to have a marriage on fire,
here we go.
Hey, this is Amy with the Marriage on Fire podcast, and I am here with you with yet another virus edition on parenting. Parenting during the crisis of Corona. Are you tired of hearing about the coronavirus too? Oh, it's exhausting, isn't it? But I want to talk to you about something people keep asking me about. And let's talk about parenting during this crisis. Come on, it's just parenting during any time. But we're going to talk about it specifically right now. But you know what I love right now is people are coming together in ways they never have. People are starting to communicate more and make family a priority. And all that busy we kept doing to ourselves, it's now calmed down. We're giving back some gift of time. Now, what we're doing with it, we need to be intentional. Otherwise, we're just going to sit there in an anxiety ball and not get anything changed or get any of our time back. So let's talk about being intentional. Today, we're going to talk about parenting during the crisis, and I'm going to answer some of the questions that people have been asking me. And first, I want to let you know of other resources that are available to you from us right now. And from the Counseling Center, there's live Coffee with the Counselor Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 noon on Amy Wine Counseling Facebook page. And if you like us on Amy Wine Counseling Facebook, Instagram, or the Amy Wine on Facebook and Instagram, you're going to get our information about anything we put out. We've got lots of things coming out. We've got some first responder stuff. We've got some groups online. We have telehealth, even teleplay for your children. If you're in Texas, we can only serve Texas right now via telehealth, but we have some free groups that we can help that can be nationwide, worldwide. We can do telehealth with people in Canada. We could do telehealth with people in South America. It's so weird. We can't do telehealth with people in the state next to us, but we can out of the country. Hey, I don't make the rules. We just abide by them. So there's free things there. Our website has blogs. We have emails. We have lives coming out. We have recordings coming out on the social media. It is there for you to take advantage of. Now, the best thing I have before we get started is we are working on a workshop, hopefully to come out. If it's not out at the time of this recording or the time that this recording gets put out, it's going to be quick, beginning of April sometime. It is going to be an online live workshop for couples on handling the crisis in a different way. You're going to want to be there. So get on our social, get on our email list, and hit me up at hello@amywine.com. Tell me what you want to see on there. And you never know, your subject may just be on there. So let's get started, shall we? Parenting right now is a hot mess. We are all at home. We are under each other's feet. It doesn't matter the age of your children. We are driving each other crazy, right? My college-age daughter is home, which is great on one hand, but she doesn't really want to be here. She wants to be at college. It's causing some friction with the siblings. they want to be with their friends and they can't because I have teenagers, you all. They are social creatures and they do not want to be home either. So that's creating some more arguments. The boundaries are having to be reset. Things where we've been relaxed as parents are now showing up as, why are you trying to put restrictions on me now? There are just all kinds of things going on. And if you have littles, oh my gosh, you're probably exhausted. I can't even imagine. So here's what I want to tell you. I know in the last two episodes I talked about this. I must say it one more time because it is so important during a crisis. The energy, the vibe that you bring, that you put out is what you get. So if you're putting out anxiousness, if you're putting out frustration, if you're putting out anger, you're going to get anxious, frustration, anger back at you. The cycle goes on and on and on and on. It's like a little Texas tornado. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, I shouldn't sing. Sorry. A little humor here, all right? I'm talking to myself, basically. No, I'm talking to you. And a little crazy at the moment. So I got to put some levity in here. Back to what I was saying. You're going to get what you put in. You're going to get the energy and the vibe back out with you. So if you're modeling calm and control, you're going to get kids that feel more calm and control. So reassure them they're safe. And so are the other important adults in their lives. If you've got the news on, I'm going to tell you right now, turn it off. You can get that on your phone. You can get that when they're in bed. You don't need that coming in y'all's brains 24/7. Turn it off. They don't need to hear it. Take some time to talk to your children about the crisis and the differences and why everything is the way it is. And when you don't know the why, tell them, I don't know. But first, take some time before you talk to them and determine what you want to say. This is especially true because new information is coming out every day. Be as brief, accurate, and age appropriate with the information as you can. Do not dwell on the scale or the scope of the tragedy, especially with younger children. And I'll tell you, I have one kid who'll say, that's not what you told me yesterday. Well, things are changing every single day. So I have to limit what I say to him because he doesn't understand why if it was one way one day and it's different the next, how is it changing so fast? It's a great lesson for him to learn, but it also can create anxiety, okay? Keep your explanations about it developmentally appropriate. So what does that mean to you? Elementary kids just need brief, simple information. With reassurances being balanced with the information, their lives are not going to change. They just look different right now. Upper elementary school, they could be more vocal in asking questions, and they may need assistance separating reality versus fantasy. They tend to get up in their heads and get all these fantasies and woe is me and crisis, and they make it even worse. Understand what your child is asking you. Difficult questions that children ask may be spurred by just kind of a curiosity of feelings, but rather than just giving an immediate answer, ask what is motivating it. So it's questions like this. What made you think of that? Now you haven't answered the question, but now you're getting deeper, right? You're trying to get out of them what is motivating behind the question, because kids are famous for not understanding how to tell us that. We have to dig it. What made you think of that? Well, what ideas do you have? Once the meaning of the question is known, it's more easy to effectively answer that emotion and those feelings and those questions. And like I said, if you can't answer it, it is more helpful to say, I don't know, or I'll try to find out than it is just to give an answer or blow them off. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to acknowledge, validate, and accept your child's feelings. They may be confused, they may be frightened, even excited. Listen calmly, reassuringly as they express their thoughts and feelings. Again, the energy you give to your kids, the vibe you put off, is what you're going to get back. Maintain as much of a normal routine as you can for dinner, chores, bedtime. Children feel secure when routines are followed. This isn't summer break yet. So keep your routine as much as you can. Spend extra time reading or playing quiet games with your children before bed. No TV, no news. Turn on spa music in your house, y'all. I cannot even tell you how relaxing that is. Ocean sounds. Teach your kids now how to self-calm, self-soothe as you're teaching yourself. Find things that bring closeness and security and reinforce a sense of normalcy, right? Let's talk about this. What about bringing back the basics? You know how we always say, well, when I was a kid, we didn't have the cell phone. When I was a kid, we didn't have the Xbox. When I was a kid, well, what about if we brought back some of those basics? Go play Frisbee. Go for a walk, practicing your social distancing. Ride bicycles. Run outdoors. Sit outdoors. Get some sidewalk chalk. Blow some bubbles. Fly a kite. Think about it. What are things that you did as a child? Play in the mud. Look for butterflies. Collect insects. What are things you did as a child that you would love to pass on to your children now? Plant a vegetable garden. Pull some weeds. Plant some flowers. Go back to the basics during this time, and you're going to refine what your kids know. The biggest thing you could do for your kids right now is to teach them there is a world outside of electronics. I'm not saying take away their electronics. I'm saying use them as much as you need to. I'm saying add in something else with some of this time you've got back. Show them the other world. I don't care how much they whine, stomp, cry, fuss, whatever. Get them to do the other things. This isn't an option that they have. But if you need them on the iPad for a bit, okay. You need them to watch an extra show, okay. Go do it. Implement chores. Now you can actually probably keep up with them. Kids need to do chores, age-appropriate chores. Even your three-year-old can wipe down the table. Talk to them about money. Let them in on the budget, age-appropriately, of course. Now's the time to teach them about that. Teach them to self-entertain. There needs to be a quiet time. I don't care how old your kids are. Mine are teenagers, and it is like between 1 and 2, you're going to your room, and I better not hear you. Quiet time. Teach them to entertain. It may take you some time to get there, the smaller your children are, but it'll be a gift. Self-entertainment is great. Videos are okay. And let's, for the love of God, talk about having to homeschool our children to all of those that have never homeschooled before. I'm not talking to the normal homeschooling people. You have got it going on. You're ahead of the game and you are helping the rest of us like a champ. But for those of us that are not, yeah, don't put all that pressure on yourself. They're going to be just fine if they don't get all of the education that they would get as if they were in school for the short term. They're going to be fine. So if it's causing too much stress, you don't understand it, you don't know where to put your time, you're exhausted planning lesson plans and doing all the things, take it off your time and let go of the guilt and just be. Just be with them. Do fun educational things, right? School looks different when you're homeschooled. School looks like planting flowers. School looks like figuring out how to do relationships. School looks like setting boundaries. So now is the time to set those boundaries with your kids. I saw a sign on the internet that said, when this door is shut, mom is working, entering is not allowed. Now, if that's at my house, my kids would probably be knocking on that door and opening it anyway, because we have to work on boundaries. But right now, this is when I would up my ante and I would say, oh no, out. Don't even speak to me. No, they need to learn boundaries. Mom and dad do not have to be accessible 100% of the time. They just don't. Sink that in, folks. All right. This is a quick episode because again, I'm not just going to sit here and dribble on and on and on. So I'm popping out some quick ones right now during this crisis to get you what you've asked me for. I want to be real. I want to be down to earth. I'm not going to give you anything outrageous that you cannot implement. I wouldn't give you anything that I can't do myself. Take it, take what you need, and put it into action. Now you've got the knowledge, but the power is in the action. Watch your vibe. Watch your energy. Self-soothe. Can I say it again? Do I need to say it again? Because that is the most important thing that you can do right now. Find your center. And let's figure out who we are again. Let's figure out our relationships again. Let's start to enjoy some things, even in the midst of all of this. People are coming together in ways I could never imagine. Find your opportunities. When you're focused there, you're not focused on the negative. All right, watch out for my live workshop coming on. Follow us, The Amy Wine or Amy Wine Counseling on Facebook and Instagram. You're not going to want to miss it. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, that wraps up our episode for today. Thank
Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show just so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. I read each and every one of them. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this podcast episode at www.amywine.com/podcast. Don't forget to tag me on Instagram at @TheAmyWine and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I will see you here again next week on Marriage on Fire.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection, we're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.